Hello, welcome to the Hold Your Love podcast. On the Hold Your Love podcast, we enjoy African music, and one thing I've come to observe from people whose first experience with the African music has been fairly recent is the fact that they understand African music to be very immersive, nothing like they've ever experienced before. It's, as one person said, a deeply psychoacoustic experience, unlike anything they've ever experienced before. And I think understanding the fact that you're not dealing with one music culture, but over 1,000 music cultures from different tribes on the African continent, it gives you perspective on the fact that this sound you are listening to is very refined into this hybrid form over years, deliberately, to appeal to listenership from different backgrounds and different places. Now, talking about Afrobeats and African music, not limiting it to Afrobeats alone, I would say some of the biggest exporters of African music culture has to be both the Nigerian and South African artists, with no disrespect to artists from other countries, particularly Ghana, Kenya, and Tanzania, those who have put in work over time to make sure Afrobeats or African music is well respected all over the world. I don't know why I keep conflating African music with Afrobeats. African music is not only Afrobeats, there are other forms of African music too. So let's say African music is a better way to say it. Now, no disrespect to these countries, but I think the Nigerian and South African artists have the most clout, the most rich when it comes to music making, and I wouldn't want to include Northern Africa because I do not have as much knowledge as I do about. So I'd say when it comes to Black Africa as a culture, I think the biggest exporters of African music are both from the Nigerian music industry and South African music industry. So when you bring the Nigerian artist and the South African artist together, especially when they intend to make music organically instead of something that has been instructed from corporate A&Rs and all of that, it's always something that is remarkable because both cultures are equally as beautiful, nothing that different. Africa is basically a country, if you think about it. It's just something that is very, very pure and something very special from both countries. So I thought about making a list today, and what occurred to me to make was a list on both South African and Nigerian collaborations. And without further ado, let's get into the list proper. My number 10 song for this list is MG and Ice Prince, Casper Newvest, Fino, Anati, DJ Dimples, AB Crazy on Rands and Naira remix. I'm playing a snippet of the song. I don't know if you can hear it. One thing I wouldn't want to do is, okay, let me just allow a snippet of the song play. Now, when it comes to making music, over the past decade, or half of the past decade, most people tend to forget that our sound has evolved from what it used to be to what it is now. In that era, or that particular time, this distinct sound in Afro rap was very popular. I mean, artists like Sakode, Ice Prince, aka Anati, Tesh Carter, and even funny to think about it, people like Wizkid also made music using this high horn blaring electronic sound to make their sound. I mean, it kind of reflects in this song, making it very popular for the time. I wouldn't say much about the music palette of the average African music listener now, but what I think about this collaboration is how simple the hook is and how relevant the message is across the divide of both South African and Nigerian cultures. I can say that aside language, financial currency is one of the most important things to a people's social contract in the state of the country and all of that. When you take away language, I think the most important thing to them is money. So the idea of merging currencies into a funny hook or a catchy hook is good thinking, very artistic thinking, and the fact that it's even catchy enough to attract some of the finest rappers of the time to a relatively unknown artist like MEG was as at that time is what makes it a smash hit. I mean, any song that can make Prime Ice Prince call himself a bitch is a smash hit to me. So, moving on from that, this song is very easy to follow and relate to. Forgets the corny rap lines, and in fact, the corny rap lines is what makes the song very enjoyable. And it's a song basically talking about living the life and enjoying what is from Lagos to Josie being South Africa, of course. And if you are enjoying life that much, I don't think you have that much time to be thinking about deep stuff. You just want to enjoy your life every day of your existence without a. So this is what makes this song very, very catchy for me, and I totally recommend 9 over 10 this song to anybody who is listening to or looking to listen to Nigerian and South African collaboration. My number 9 song for me on this list is Naira Marley featuring Busiswa coming. You see, I'll be honest to say I have expected Naira Marley's style to wash after a year or two, but there is something about an artist that is so grounded in the artistic persona that whether as a result of regular life or from branding, it earns them a spot on pop culture's consciousness. Nigerians understand Naira Marley because we are from where he's from. We understand how much of a hypocritical society we are living in, and of course, you can hear the song playing if I am correct with what I'm doing. I don't know. I'm not yet perfect at this stuff, but I think I should master it over some time. And I'm not going to play the song for very long because of IP issues and all of that. So nobody gets to yank down my episode. But bringing what I know to fore is the fact that Nigerians are very hypocritical, especially when it comes to sex. Thankfully, South Africans are very much like Nigerians, and the song made a very big impact on social consciousness. Nigerians like to fuck, let's be honest. And for a climate that is as hot as ours, if we can engage in such strenuous activity repeatedly, definitely something that we like to do. And it shows in the fact that Naira Marley's coming was very much accepted by both countries, making smash hits across board. Everybody was bopping to the song, one of the major smash hits of last year. In my opinion, Naira Marley is not getting as much respect as he should as an artist because he reflects something that we often would like to hide. Yes, but it's out there. So Naira Marley earns his flowers, hopefully, from y'all's hands. My number 8 song on this list is Master KG featuring Nomcebo and Burna Boy, Jerusalem remix. I once mentioned that Master KG is like the DJ Khaled of South African music, and hasn't it been clear enough? Because all he does is produce hits and repeat his name intermittently over the song and let the artists do their thing. Master KG repeatedly over that. Skeleton Move was one of his first songs to break into the Nigerian music market, and of course, when Skeleton Move broke into the Nigerian music market, like any smart artist will do, he followed up with another banger in Jerusalema, and Jerusalema went on to be something of a global phenomenon, not just an African hit. We had TikTok dance routines to that song, and when Burna Boy jumped on that remix, of course it was going to be a certified hit. Nobody was thinking, oh, Burna Boy was going to kill a song. Burna Boy, one thing about Burna Boy that appeals to me is the fact that he understands sound, regardless of where it's from. He knows how to jump on any track and own it. That's it. So when he made that remix, and Burna Boy has been on fire for quite some time, so when he jumped on that song and made that remix with Master KG and Nomcebo, it was going to be a banger. So that makes it number 8 song on my list of South African and Nigerian collaborations. My number 7 song on this list is Run Town featuring Uhuru, the banger. Very few artists in the Nigerian music industry have reinvented themselves over time like Run Town has, and still remained as relevant as it was in the previous time of his artistic development. Everyone, in fact, who has ever had that change in artistic personal reinvention phase, have always had that South African period. From Burna Boy to Yemi Alade to AG Baby. So when Burna Boy linked up with Uhuru, who were already established in the South African music scene at the time, it was something not to sleep on. I remember when I was in school, I was always playing this song in my room because this song was slapping like my grandmother after Sunday service when you have become, when you are being rude or you are being silly. This is how this song hits me. It's a song that you would hear and move. That's how good this song is. And Uhuru, of course, the drums, the everything. It's just it's such a perfect song for me to recommend to anybody who is very much interested in Nigerian and South African music collaborations. And that makes it my number 7 song on this list. My number 6 song on this list is... It is or... has to be AKA's Fela and Versace featuring Kid Dominant. Let me take it easy. As an aside, I would say I have never seen anybody capitulate or fumble a bag to another country's market over something as petty as a football match like AKA did. I'm not going to mention, if you know the story, you know the story, but this guy literally blackballed himself from the Nigerian music industry, and considering the goodwill he already had over the past decade, it's crazy because he could literally walk into any song in Nigeria and be as relevant as any Nigerian artist, and not taking away from his artistry either, because if somebody can make a good song like Fela and Versace, definitely they are a very good artist, and I don't understand why he did what he did, because this song is such a vibe. And of course, I didn't know Kid Dominant could sing that good, even with the auto-tune, of course, and all of that. But this song is a very big song in Nigeria. It was a very big song in Nigeria. It is still a very big song in Nigeria, as much as it was back then. It's a big song in South Africa, a very relevant cultural phase of both countries collaborating, and why he did what he did is surprising to me. But I mean, he understood the Nigerian market, and I think he overplayed his hand with that stunt, given that the time was rife with xenophobic accusations from South Africans to Nigerians and back and forth and all of that. South Africans claiming that Nigerians are taking their jobs, and it was something that he could have handled better as a professional. I don't think he handled it well. And given what I know about Nigerians, they would easily forgive most of those things if it were not for the passive-aggressive remarks he later followed up on as regards Nigeria. But regardless, this song is one of the finest songs from South African and Nigerian artists collaborating on a track. So it sits pretty on my list as my number 6 song. My number 5 song on this list is Nasty C featuring Run Town, Seed. This collaboration is very funny because, I mean, nobody was expecting it, given the time, because Nasty C was, as much as Run Town was, not as established as some other artists in the industry that they are in. But they did well. That's the funny thing about music. It's not something that you can say, oh, this artist is going to do this much. I've heard songs, I'm not going to mention, where artists have, two A-listers have sang on and did terribly. It happens. You cannot say, oh, this is this, and they're going to make a banger. There's no remedy. There's no formula to making bangers. When a good artist and a good artist meet, of course, that's the only formula you have to making bangers. And sometimes, who would be a good artist is not necessarily the most popular of the bunch. Yes, I said it, but this song came and it did well for both careers. I mean, Runtown exploded after this Coke Studio Africa stuff with Nasty C. And I think the song was not very much intended, because it was supposed to be Nasty C on Runtown's Mad Over You. Then they linked up after that and made the song. And it's, of course, one of our favorite songs from Nigerian and South African collaborators. That's my number 5 song on this list. Nasty C featuring Runtown, Seed. My number 4 song on this list is Davido's Good Life, Chilete featuring Mafiki Zulu. One of the first crossover songs from South Africa to Nigeria has to be from Mafiki Zulu, Kona. That's the song, Kona, if I remember correctly. It was proper viral everywhere. Everybody even thought it was a Nigerian song at some point, until they found out that it's a South African song. And leveraging on that fame and that clout that Mafiki Zulu had at the time, Davido featured them on this song, and it went on to be proper big, as much as Kona was, and I mean in Nigeria and South Africa as well. It's one of the biggest songs ever from both sides of the divide. I would proper rate it an 8 over 10 and recommend it anytime I'm recommending a South African Nigerian playlist. Proper big song. Davido came through. The Mafiki Zulu duo came through. Everybody just did what they had to do on the song. And it's, in my opinion, one of Davido's best features, given the fact that he was at a place in his career where he wasn't as established as he is right now. So every thing, every feature kind of like was important, if you understand what I'm trying to say. And I think the fact that he came through that much with that much performance, it was back in a time where Davido had to prove himself with performance, because let's be honest, he's not the best singer out there, but one thing he's sure to do every time he's on a song is perform the hell out of that song. And of course, we had that feature featuring that song featuring Mafiki Zulu, Chilete by Davido, on my list. My number 3 song on this list is Focalistic featuring Davido and Vigra Deep, K-Star remix. This song is everything a South African and a Nigerian feature should be. It takes the essence of both musical cultures and infuse them into one very catchy song. I mean, modern pop culture is very much reflected on this song as much as possible. Of course, it's Davido. Anything Davido does is pop culture. Is one of the biggest names. Focalistic is not a household name in Nigeria, but this song brings him close, and I think the remix elevates the song entirely in the context of both Nigerian and South African music markets. It exposes listeners to an artist that they ordinarily would not have heard, and I think that's the beauty of features. If the feature is not going to elevate the track, there is no point, in my opinion, to the feature. So I think Focalistic did very well, him and his team, of course, they did very well with the feature of Davido. It was very strategic, very, very strategic thinking. And I love the way Davido came through on the song, and I like the way Focalistic also held his own on the song. Everything from the amapiano style and proper song in my opinion, and that's why it's number 3 on my list of South African and Nigerian collaborations. Number 2 on my list of collaborations between South African and Nigerian artists would be something similar to Focalistic's. It's number 2, one of the biggest songs ever, so everybody who has heard this song has heard it. It's DJ Maphorisa featuring Wizkid, Soweto Baby, and DJ Box. This song came at a time in Wizkid's career when he was switching between Nigeria and London. It's a song that merges. Many people would not understand why this song is a very important song in Wizkid's discography. When Wizkid was moving between Nigeria and South Africa, he actually experimented with a lot of other African sounds to bring. That's why some of his best features are with this Ghanaian duo. He was always trying to open up the music palette of the average Nigerian listener. Of course, Nigerians listen to foreign songs, but they would rather listen to foreign songs from foreign artists instead of from Nigerian artists. That's why we hear some people say some very mean things about people who have always been out there trying to bust their asses to create very relevant cultural pieces for us to listen to. But Wizkid's Made in Lagos is not a song that just came out, an album that came out of nowhere. It's something that has been long in coming, and I like the fact that he was very deliberate about most of the features that came at the time that they did. And this is one of such songs, Soweto Baby. And who doesn't know this song? If you don't know this song, you're sleeping under a rock. So get out of your rock and rock to this song, Soweto Baby. My number one song on this list, very, very much not so surprising, has to be Kapsa the Small featuring Wizkid, Burna Boy, Casper Newvest and Madumani. I think I've mentioned this song once. One thing I always feel when I am listening to this song is like I am floating. This song has this aura of transportation. It's amapiano at its finest, in my opinion. It's one of the finest amapiano songs I have ever heard. It's so simple in the production and the instrumentation, and everything is so top quality. Of course, many people would not even know Wizkid is on this song because his voice is barely audible over the track. But Burna Boy came through, of course. Casper Newvest came through. Madumani came through. Everybody came through on this song. And with that kind of roster, trust me, there's hardly a way to beat that kind of roster. You have everybody on this track is A-list. So there's not a way to beat this song on any list whatsoever. And that's why it's number one on my list, because everybody, as much as possible, did not try to prove anything over the track. They just wanted to be artists. And it's one of the biggest beauties of the song, and that's why it's number one on my list. Now, making this list has been very, very, very funny, because I have no idea what I'm doing, but I hope you enjoy the experience so far. And hopefully by the next time we have an episode, I would have known how to go about it, to be honest, because I'm just struggling here. But oh well, that has been the episode for today's Hot Jollof podcast, and I hope you enjoyed it. If you're listening on any platform, you can recommend to friends, share with your neighbors, people that you love, even with your enemies. If they hate you, they don't hate me. So this is my way of saying goodbye.